April 30th is Čerdenica, or Witch's Night. In the past, this date was believed to bring the arrival of spring. People would gather to burn bonfires in order to dispel evil spirits. Nowadays, the celebration is still popular among Czechs, and the organizers of Prague's biggest Witch's Night celebration at Ladronka Park are getting ready for a night full of magic and fire. Sara Barufka has more.
In medieval times, one of the year's biggest festivities fell on the last night of April. This major pagan celebration is known under many names in modern Czech. They include Valpurgina Noc after St. Valborga, the 1st of May was the day of her canonization, and Beltine from the Celtic word for the celebration, Beltane. In the early Middle Ages, people gathered on the night from April 30th to May 1st and lit bonfires, which they believed would dispel evil demons and spirits. During the witch trials in the 16th and 17th centuries, April 30th was believed to be a sinister day on which witches burned Christian symbols and worshipped Satan. And that's why the celebration is often referred to by Czechs as Čarodějnice or Witch's Night. To symbolically avert the danger of witches, people would throw wooden brooms onto the fire. Nowadays, Czechs still observe the age-old rite. Some people light their own bonfire and burn a wooden mock witch, while public bonfire celebrations are also held throughout the country. One of them is the Čarodějnice event at Prague's Ladronka Park.
Yeah, this is the biggest celebration in Prague. The last year we had 11,000 visitors, and we think this is the biggest ceremony in the Central Europe as well.
Lucie Splichalova, one of the organizers, was busy preparing for the Ladronka Čarodějnice when I caught up with her on Friday.
I think people like it because it's a celebration of spring, and they like to celebrate and come together outside somewhere at the fires and just have some barbecue and make a party with the friends.
The Čarodějnice event at Ladronka Park is organized by the Prague 6 district. Aside from the actual witch burning, visitors can enjoy a wide range of entertainment.
There is a program that is cultural sports. There will be concerts, puppet performance. Companies like Primavera and Karamelky will perform the dancing performance. And in the evening there will be unconventional fire show. And the burning is a big ceremony that all the organizers will be there. And people can grill their sausages on the bonfire later.
The event is especially popular with children. Little girls can visit what's called the Ugliness Salon to receive a makeover appropriate for the Miss Witch competition, and various crafts workshops will be held as well.
Sara Barufka there.